The founders of America said that in order for our experiments in ordered liberty to work, the people had to be virtuous. How did they learn to be virtuous? Frankly, through religious values. But how do we teach all these things to the next generation? Well, there's a new series of books geared towards young people about teaching them good values and good morals. And boy, is that needed in our day. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And our guest right now is Chad Stewart, who is the author of a series of books, and the first of which is called Britfield and the Lost Crown. Chad, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Exciting.
Sure. Okay. So tell us about the values that are to be found in your series of books. It's a 7-part series. It's geared mainly towards middle school children and young adults. Tell us about the Britfield series.
Yeah, we officially launched the first book series, Britfield and Lost Crown, August 2019. And since then, it's become a national bestseller. It's actually one of the most awarded books in children's fiction. And we've won Mom's Choice Award and Parents' Choice Award gold medal, along with many others. And really, it's what's great about the series is it takes place, number one, in current time. And I think that's really important. It has no magic, no witchcraft, no mysticism, no flying vampires. And book one starts in England, in Yorkshire, Northern England. And it's about Tom and Sarah, two orphans who have, if you will, been oppressed their whole life. Tom's been an orphan his whole life. And this is the year he's escaping from Weatherly Orphanage. And it's a 384-page book. Book one takes place in England, current time. And the feedback has been amazing. Our youngest reader's been 7. Our oldest reader's been 93 years old. And half of our reading on an audience are young adults. But this series is really geared towards that middle school and into young adult demographic. And it's really about family, friendship, loyalty, courage, and faith. And as a child is reading it or an adult is reading it, they're learning about history, geography, art, architecture, and culture. And we're hitting the 4 C's, which is really important: creativity, critical thinking, communication, and collaboration. And so we like to call it stealth education. So packed in this fast-paced adventure series are all these wonderful things that children and adults are learning. And what's great is it's really engaging our reading audience. Kids can relate to Tom or Sarah. They can relate to the circumstances because in real life, you cannot wave a wand to solve your problems or say a spell to get out of a bad situation. And so it's really about critical thinking and creativity. Book 2's Britfield and the Rise of the Lion takes place in France. Tom and Sarah are now 13. And then we launched book 3 last year, Britfield and the Return of the Prince, 575 pages, takes place in Italy, and Tom and Sarah are now 14. So it's going to be a fun worldwide adventure series. We're in development for the first major motion picture, which we quite frankly anticipate as being one of the highest grossing films and one of the most successful films in cinematic history because of all the things that you talk about on your program. There's just a huge gap, probably 80 to 85% in the worldwide market for just good, clean stories without filth, without agenda, without all the magic, witchcraft, and other things. And so we think the movie's going to be huge. And we actually launched the Britfield and Lost Crown theatrical play this February across the nation and globally to try to bring in, again, good content into theater programs throughout schools. So schools have always been our beachhead, and the children has always been our main focus. I started a national tour in 2019, drove 9,000 miles, visited 23 states, presented to over 200 schools in front of more than 40,000 students, just trying to inspire them about individuality, creativity, and family values, and the importance of having ideas and thinking for yourself, and looking at things from a different perspective.
Wow, that's this is exciting. So tell us about your own personal background, and then how did this whole series come about in your own brain?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm originally from Newport Beach, California. I was back east in Wellesley, Massachusetts for 16 years, where I did my undergraduate and graduate work. I was a British literature major and European history major, so you can see how this ties in beautifully. And eventually got into banking and investment banking. And so I was an investment banker 12 years ago. And I was down at this really boring seminar that I had to go to on the weekend in Providence, Rhode Island. And I started to drift and I started to doodle. And so I doodled just a very simple thing. It was a circle, three lines, a basket, a boy and a girl. And I wrote the boy and the balloon. And that's when it just impacted me. That was my sort of moment. I just saw this whole story come to light. Went home that weekend on one page of paper, started to outline it, starting up in Yorkshire, Northern England, and then they make their way to Oxford, Windsor, London, and finally down to Canterbury, and sat down, and it took me 4 years and 2,500 hours to write and finish book one.
And you've written basically three of them, and there's four more in development, or have you written them all?
Correct.
Or okay.
Yeah. So book two, which takes place in France, 474 pages. Book three, Britfield and Return to the Prince, is in Italy, and it's 575 pages. So I'm working on book four now. Very excited. I spend about 2-3 hours every morning on it, and it takes place in Eastern Europe and Russia, and it starts in Vienna and will make its way to Prague and then Poland, the Baltic Ocean, and then St. Petersburg and Moscow, Russia. So, and now Tom and Sarah are 15 years old and stuff. So it's really great. Book five will be Asia. Book six will be South America. And then I will bring the whole series back, book seven, to the United States, and Tom and Sarah will be 18 years old. So this is a huge, we always like to say that Britfield's more than a book. It's a movement, and it's a movement in education, literacy, and family values. And we've had a huge impact on libraries and on schools, on children that don't like to read or have never read a novel. We receive a lot of feedback from librarians and that love the book, that can't keep it on the shelf. And then they'll see someone that just doesn't really read. They kind of look around, they're 14, 15 years old. They'll give them Britfield and Lost Crown, and they say it's remarkable. 2-3 days later, they come back and say, where's book two? And it's the first book that they've read cover to cover. So we're having a huge impact on literacy. We're also trying to bring in these family values and really just reality into children and create characters that they can relate to. And you mentioned the founding fathers. And just as a footnote, I'm just finishing a biography on Thomas Jefferson, which is fascinating, and read a book prior to that about the Revolutionary War and all the key turning points, and about a 500-page book. And I just finished that a couple months ago. That was really great.
That's fascinating. By the way, I co-wrote a book on Thomas Jefferson. I'd be happy to send you a copy about it. It deals with his faith.
Please.
It deals with his faith or the lack thereof. It's called Doubting Thomas. But it shows some nuances about him that nobody would know. Like, he, as a layman, actually was the chief founder, as a layman with some other laymen, of an evangelical church in 1777, the Charlottesville Reformed Calvinistical Church of Charlottesville. I was like, what? I mean, so anyway, so later he had some private doubts, but all his life, as long as this one evangelical minister was alive, he kept supporting the man's ministry. Okay, Britfield, what does the name mean? Where does that come from? What does that
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a name that I created and made up by taking sort of the beginning of one, Brit, B-R-I-T, and then the end of the other, Field, F-I-E-L-D, and combined them to Britfield. And it sort of just became our legacy. I mean, we've really built this sort of media empire and this, you know, 10 to 20 year project around Britfield and Lost Crown. And it's, you know, as a thread to your audience, it's an actual royal family pushed out. And were you?
Oh, that's their last name. That's the last name of the character.
Yeah, that's the last name. And so you have to ask yourself, number one, Britfield and Lost Crown. So what is Britfield and the Lost Crown? So something about lost royalty. And how does Tom, this 12-year-old orphan who's never known his family, how does it tie in? And can you imagine being an orphan your whole life and suddenly one day realizing that your parents are still alive? So really the entire foundation of the entire series, although it's fast-paced, exciting, lots of character development, ins and out, twists, revelations. It's all about family. Family is the number one foundation. Family, friendship, loyalty, courage, and faith.
Oh, that's fantastic. This sounds like Harry Potter, but without the witchcraft, kind of.
That's a great comparison. We do a lot of research. This is a global book, and it reaches all demographics, which is great. And, you know, the United States is wonderful, but it's just one country. And so, you know, we're already selling Britfield and Lost Crown and the series in England, in Canada, in New Zealand, in Australia, Germany, Italy, worldwide. And our first international rights was in Poland. And which was really exciting because I love Poland. It's a great country. They're just a great family valued, family focused sort of country. And it was always my focus as a beachhead for Eastern Europe, because we're planning a 2-month Eastern European tour. And then we're also planning a Asian tour and a South American tour. So we've had huge impact globally.
That is so neat. My wife started reading the first one last night, and she's been reading a lot even this today. And she told me that she really looks forward to hand this to our granddaughter, who's about 9 years old, almost 10, and she would enjoy it a lot. That says a lot to me.
Oh yeah, the feedback from kids is off the charts. It's interesting too, when we launched book three, we received, you know, hundreds, thousands of emails and letters from across the nation and even globally. But there was one 14-year-old Virginia high school girl who loves the series, read three, and she said, "You guys are now up there with Lord of the Rings." And I thought, that's pretty cool. And there was another comment from the Epic Times that said, Britfield is a combination of C.S. Lewis and Dan Brown. And so we've had some really, really cool feedback. And back to Harry Potter, I would say that this is the absolute opposite of Harry Potter, but along that same sort of global impact. And it is our intention and belief that in the next 8 to 10 years, we'll actually outsell the Harry Potter series.
Wow. Well, it's interesting because I was always kind of distressed that some people like the Harry Potter stuff so much. Although I will confess, when the dollar theaters, we used to have a dollar theater available, and I did see the first movie, and I thought, you know, it's interesting that even though they have all this witchcraft, in effect, the real message here is this mother laid down her own life for her child to live, something to that effect. I was like, wow, that's kind of a, you know, a Christian message, but do they have to, you know, get there through using occultic means?
That's just it, and that's pretty much 90% of all books and movies that are out there. So they try to, if you will, thread in some kind of good meaning, but it's encapsulated into all this nonsense and witchcraft and, like you said, occultism. And so, you know, it's really just Harry Potter is all about black magic and sorcery, and it's not healthy. You know, it's not good. So what's great about Britfield is that it's just clean. It's fresh, takes place in great time. I mean, even with Lewis, who I love, and I'm a huge Lewis fan, you know, Narnia is this fantasy, and then Lord of the Rings is this post-apocalyptic world, and we don't need to do that. You know, it's just, I mean, people can actually go to these places in England, you know, up in Yorkshire and Oxford, walk the streets, High Street, visit the different campuses, Windsor Castle, London, you know, Bond Street, Mayfair, Hyde Park. I mean, all real places, all real locations, and all in some ways real situations that kids and people are faced with. And they make the best decisions they can. And sometimes they make the right decision as they're talking things out and get on to the next thing. And sometimes they make the wrong decision and they learn from their mistakes. And I hear the feedback from the kids, from the students, of just how much they can relate to the characters and to the books and to the story. And I think that's really, really important, because you'll never ever relate to Harry Potter. You'll never relate to Harry. Even if you're an orphan, or even if you lost your parents, or you're struggling through something, you're not a witch, and you cannot solve you don't have magical powers. You cannot solve your problems through a wand or spells. And that's that disconnect from reality that they're really, if you will, shoving and hammering on society, and that's what we're countering.
Excellent. Okay, we have 30 seconds as a wrap-up. Is there a website you want to refer us to? And at the end of the day, it's important that we turn America around and educating the next generation. That's a big key.
Absolutely, and that is our focus with Britfield. It's like, you know, there's tons of complaints going on right now and a lot of nonsense in the educational system. However, I think that we're part of an educational reformation right now, and we're experiencing the homeschool revolution. We went from 5 million to over 15 million homeschoolers, and homeschoolers is a big focus for what we do also. But the website is Britfield and the Lost Crown, B-R-I-T. F-I-E-L-D, Britfield and Lost Crown. It's an award-winning website, has over 400 pictures of England. So all the locations that Tom and Sarah visit are on the website. We have interactive maps. We have all our products. You can see our school tour, all the pictures and different students. And
that's .com, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, .com, Britfield.com. And then we're on Amazon and all the other platforms.
Chad, thank you so much. All the best.
Appreciate it. Thank you.